Secondly, he was targeting the US's allies around the world, but particularly in Europe and Australia and Canada, where the process of unfettered immigration was also distorting the nature and capabilities and economics of those countries. And that needs to be brought to attention, because it's no good the United States being a standalone power if its allies are losing control of their own territory. And thirdly, of course, it was meant as a political message to some of the countries on the list, particularly countries like Venezuela, but also to Afghanistan, because of the recent incident with the National Guardsmen, two National Guardsmen being shot in Washington, D.C. by an Afghan national. Now, there's some unfortunate aspects and perhaps unfair aspects to that as well, given the fact that not all the citizens of all of those countries, the 19 countries, deserve to be discriminated against, and it will put a hold on the lives of some genuinely valuable immigrants to the United States. But you have to start somewhere, as I said, in sorting this out, and this is really going to go a long way in that, I think.